Hi everyone, Sane Maid here. This video was brought to you by a donation from Ms. Fat Cat, and here's what she has to say. Hello, Sane Maid. I was wondering if I could get your insight. It seems easier for me to accomplish tasks whenever I'm irritated, angry, or otherwise in a bad mood. My husband says in those cases, I seem to be more focused on what I was actually doing, especially if it's towards something or someone. In that state, I tend to ignore what's going on in the back of my mind and try to do whatever needs to be done. Every now and then, you refer to women as being hydras. To me, it sort of feels like what's going on, but I can't quite put my finger on it. When it happens, I'm physically and mentally more capable of handling things. I don't really know if things like dopamine and adrenaline play part in all of this. I do feel the rush when it happens, even more so when the set goal has been accomplished. While on my own, I'm often overwhelmed. Knowing that my conscious and subconscious will stop bickering and help makes me less anxious and calms me down in my day-to-day life. It feels like I can go to the back of my mind and have some sort of a panic attack, while either one takes care of the emergency. I've been told a few times that I'm oddly calm in the middle of a crisis, and seem to know exactly what to do. It might look that way, but the consensus is there's plenty of time to cry after the fact. Even if you're unable to help me with this, I do wonder what's going on in that chaotic mind of mine. I wonder if this reflects what you mean with women being hydras or hive mind you sometimes talk about. I don't feel connected to other women, so maybe this is my way of coping, unquotes. Well, Fat Cat, thanks for the donation as well as the topic. You finally sent me another request that gets me to think instead of just another page full of verbal diarrhea. Yes, anger is a great motivator and helps you stay focused. Take, for example, my red pill rage for the first year after starting this channel and learning about female nature. I focused all my negative thoughts and feelings at the stupid games women played on me my entire life on understanding them. I thought to myself I'm going to punish them by waking up as many men as possible, by freeing them from female nature. This allowed me to build the habit of working 5 to 6 hours a day every single day for the last 10 years now. The same thing happened back in 1999 when I started my internet business, after learning about how advertisers and corporations were controlling me through mass media. While what you're doing sounds great by focusing your negative emotions on getting things done and being productive, after a while you start to depend on the cortisol and adrenaline that your body produces to be productive. Before I sat down to script this, my mother made me angry today. I was tired all day. A few minutes after I got angry, I was no longer tired. I had a sharper mind, greater strength, and felt no fatigue. So why not pump your cortisol and adrenaline up if they make you feel so good? You're certainly doing it, and so are most women out there. You do that by finding the tiniest reason to get mad at a man in your life to trigger your cortisol and adrenaline so high so that you feel focused and less tired. Meanwhile, the man suffers so you don't have to, especially if he's an HSP or highly sensitive man such as myself. It's like women are a bunch of drug addicts that need to find the tiniest reason to nag a man so they stay sane. That's probably why you mentioned that you're overwhelmed when you're on your own. You need to distract one part of your mind long enough for the other to do the driving automatically for you. Musicians and creative types do their best work when they're busy doing something else, or when they're distracted. That's why a lot of them tend to abuse substances. Stress also causes your adrenaline to spike, which puts you in a fight-or-flight mode. Hence, it puts you in action so you can get your day going. But the chronic stress that you get also puts your health at risk. I'll discuss more about the latest revelation about female nature that I've had in a moment. But first, let me tell everyone about today's sponsor, Moneyline Investments. This is a premier sports service. If you're interested in making sustainable remote income instead of women stealing your income, then this service is for you. It has a proven track record of getting its clients an average of $1,600 a month with only a $100 investment. The more you invest, the more you make. If you want to make money daily, sign up with MoneylineInvestments.com and use my promo code SANEMAID for 15% off your first subscription. If you sign up for the monthly package, you get a 100% money-back guarantee if you don't profit from their three-step system. What are you waiting for? Sign up at the sponsor link down below. Anyways, now back to women like Fat Cat need to get angry at men because it gives them focus like a Sith Lord with a slit or a Slit Lord Clown World show. It's great that when you get angry at men, you get cortisol and adrenaline rushes. But that if you do that all the time, the way most women do, it creates chronic stress, putting your health at risk, but it's also the source of higher IQ and genius for many people. People mentioned that some of my videos were exciting about 6 or 7 years ago. That's because I put myself under immense pressure and stress to come up with something new every video or so. Besides getting angry to pump up adrenaline, an angry woman will then lash out at the man making her angry. And watching that man suffer will then also make the woman feel good, because torturing him will bring her joy. She's feeling angry at what he supposedly did, but also happy by making him feel bad. Women get off on feeling multiple emotions at the same time. There's a moment when you're angry, fat cat, and then you get even with the person that was pestering you, and suddenly as you switch from one emotion to the other, you feel anger and joy simultaneously for a brief few seconds. This gives women what I call the emotional orgasm. I'd have to say that some men also get off on this, but it's mostly a female thing. Also, when you get angry and focused, your body releases testosterone as well, which also allows you to focus. Testosterone arguably makes people more rational and logical. So in a world where women need to compete with men, you ladies need to get as much of it as you can. Maybe we need to look at feminism and its anger towards the so-called patriarchy as the perfect social technology for women to focus and function in the modern world and become productive. I guess man-hating makes all the mams out there focused enough to work in co-ed environments with men and compete with us. As you said, Fat Cat, your anger allows you to cope when you have difficult things to do. What men need to understand is that women are not really angry at us per se, but looking for a punching bag so they can focus and compete with us. So if men cut off women from attention, then how are they going to pump anger-induced adrenaline and cortisol into their systems? They won't. And that's how we stop the beast. That's probably why for most of human history, men and women were separated. Keeping women away from men weakens them. Fat Cat, thanks for inspiring many insights in this video. As for the Hydra, as in female collective, it has to do with women sticking together in a fight. You chop one head off the feminist beast and another one pops up, it seems. But I usually refer to MGTOW men as Hydra instead, because we are all independent. If you chop off one head off of MGTOW, there are many more there to take his place. Maybe you misunderstood what I was talking about. But as for doing your biohacking by getting angry and then turning it into productivity, that's what triggered much of my autoimmunity and reflux. Funny enough, women suffer more with autoimmune illnesses way more than men do. And it's probably because of their emotional state and how that wreaks havoc on their immune systems. The reason men don't do it as much is because if men go out there and try to piss off women for no reason, most of us have a white knighting instinct that'll kick in and prevent this. Plus, we generally stop talking about what we have to do and just do it. But men such as myself use anger in extremely powerful emotional states to fuel our brain and productivity, and it's messed up my health as a result. Some of the top prescribed medications these days are prescribed for things like acid reflux because there usually isn't enough stomach acid because the blood is pumping to the brain and muscles, because many people are perpetually in a state of fight or flight. I also get extreme stimulation from having deep and engaging conversations. Yes, they're positive, but it still gives me social anxiety. That elevates my cortisol and activates my autoimmune issues once again. It took me almost 15 years to tie my autoimmunity to my emotional states. You're getting up there in age, Miss Fat Cat, and you're long in the cat tooth, so to speak, so careful you don't activate something similar. My emotions are the chemicals that make me feel the way that I do, i.e. anger, create an adrenaline rush that then boosts blood flow to the muscles in the brain, to the detriment of my digestive system. Using the internet and phones also triggers a cortisol response in most people, so our technology is literally killing us by messing us up emotionally. But women like you, Miss Fat Cat, are doing it more because women are addicted to those natural drugs the body produces, and they're looking for the smallest things that the men they're with are doing to get angry, because their subconscious is looking for that adrenaline and cortisol rush. When I realized what I was doing to myself, I said I don't want to live anymore because with elevated cortisol, I feel like myself for the first time in my life. I also made the connection that my psychic precognitive abilities are triggered by two emotions specifically, which are positive euphoria and negative fear, in extreme amounts. Maybe if we're living in a simulation, the idea of accessing such emotions is actually making us sick. Women also inducing their own anger by blaming men for everything is doing that. So I guess every woman is a man-hating feminist after all, including you, Miss Fat Cat, because your hate brings you hope in life. I thought that putting my body in a constant state of fight or flight was a genius hack, and so did many others. Funny enough, on the opposite side, we have happiness chemicals like serotonin and dopamine that make us feel good, but those typically mellow us out, so we're less productive. All of this could also explain a reason men go to war, because peace is boring and mellow, but the adrenaline rush of war elevates our intelligence and productivity, and makes us feel more alive than ever. Anyways, that's it for today. Thanks again to Fat Cat for the donation and topic. Don't forget to smash the like button the way that Fat Cat is ready to smash life once she unleashes her anger. bang the bell and check out the mystery link. Follow me on BitChute, Twitter, and Facebook to get tomorrow's video today. Subscribe to me on Minds, Odyssey, MGTOW.TV, and Rumble to get the video for the day after tomorrow. This channel's been demonetized, and if you want to help me keep making content, then please support me through Subscribestar. There's a link to it in the description. Or you can do an hour-long coaching chat with the Sandman for $45, and it won't rush you out the door like a cheap whore. Thanks for taking your daily dose of red pills, and remember, a red pill a day keeps the people that think they can cheat the pharmacy in their own heads and win without any consequences away. So enjoy the rest of your day, and cheers.